Hi, this is Gemma Dempsey, and welcome to another edition of KCRW's Global Gig Guide. There won't be a new show next week, while KCRW has its fun drive. That's when we, as a public radio station, ask you, our listeners, to contribute to keeping our programming on the air and online. For more information on how to support the Global Gig Guide and any of the 20 podcasts that KCRW produces, please go to kcrw.com. For this week's Global Gig Guide, we're heading east and west. We'll check out music at the Beijing Olympics and a number of festivals in the US. Two LA-based composers have been commissioned to write pieces for the Summer Olympics in Beijing. George Serra, known for his electronic chamber music, has written a suite for a giant marionette show. It's designed and choreographed by Los Angeles-based theatre performance company Poetic Kinetic. It'll be performed four times a day at the Olympic Park, carefully scheduled between Olympic Games coverage, so you won't miss a thing. Known for his work on major feature films such as Mission Impossible 2 and Gladiator, composer Jeff Rohner has written Songs of the Sea, the Regatta Suite, at the invitation of the International Olympics Committee. The music will be the theme of the regatta, with words for the piece written by poet David White and singer-songwriter Lisa Gerard of Dead Can Dance fame. From China we go to the US, for All Points West at Liberty State Park. The festival gets its name from the Central Railroad Station, once the gateway for thousands of immigrants heading west across the US in pursuit of the American dream. All Points West has a great lineup that includes Radiohead, Jack Johnson, Underworld, Kings of Leon, Amadou and Mariam, and Duffy. And in keeping with the train theme, bands will perform on stages named after some of the most well-known locomotives, such as Bullet and Queen of the Valley. For those of you who enjoy folk and bluegrass, head towards Denver for the 18th Rocky Mountain Folks Festival, where you can hear the diverse talents of Amos Lee, Katie Tunstall, Jacob Dylan, and Nancy Griffith. And as well as the music, you can enjoy the stunning local scenery at the Rocky Mountain National Park. Full details of what to do and how to do it at the festival's website. This year marks the 25th anniversary of Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. What began as a grassroots event in 1984 has grown to 10 days of music to suit all tastes. And I mean all tastes. There's Boston, Kool & the Gang, Citizen Cope, Les Zeppelin, Roseanne Cash, Avril Lavigne, Jethro Tull and Christian McBride and Band, just to name a few. And thanks to Gaby, who tipped me off about San Francisco's Outside Lands Music and Arts Festival, taking place August the 22nd to the 24th in the gorgeous Golden Gate Park. The lineup features Beck, Rodrigo y Gabriela, Rogue Wave, Café Tacuba and Bon Iver. Each of the six stages will be decorated by a visual artist, giving a new spin on the term outsider art. And in honour of the nearby wine industry, there's a tent called Wine Haven, where you can savour some of the local vineyards, along with tasty tidbits from some of San Fran's finest eateries. That's it for this week's Global Gig Guide. If you'd like to hear it again, you can download it as a podcast on kcrw.com or on iTunes. Otherwise, check back with us next week for more information on global gigging. The Global Gig Guide is produced for kcrw.com by JC Swatek, and the theme music is composed by The Plush Interiors.